The next patient is Mr. Charles Hudson. The last name is H-U-D, like in Delta S-O-N. First name, Charles. Number one. The patient has a chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This patient has a lengthy history of hypertension, and apparently there was evidence of renovascular hypertension that was treated with a stent in the past to the right kidney. When the patient was referred to this office, there was evidence of a hyperkalemia. Related to the CKD4, we evaluated the case with a nuclear scan in which the renogram curve was normal and symmetrical. However, there was a discrepancy in the differential function. The left kidney is 59%, the right kidney is 41%. There was not evidence of a renal artery stenosis. Period. In the laboratory workup, this patient has been recovering kidney function. The serum creatinine went down to 2.2, the BUN to 24, and the estimated EFR is 29. We have an albumin creatinine ratio that is 116. At this precise moment, we are going to observe the patient rather than use a SGLT2 inhibitor in a patient that is undergoing immune therapy on a regular basis. In other words, we don't want to decrease the GFR, period. Number two, the following number, hyperkalemia. The hyperkalemia has been treated with the low potassium diet and the administration of Lokelma. The serum potassium is 5. Following number, isolated proteinuria that is already discussed before. Following number, malignant neoplasm of the lung that is treated with the chemotherapy and immune therapy, where the patient was given radiation therapy and is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. We are going to check the uric acid. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking, and I think that the patient still practices the nicotine abuse. Following number, anemia that is most likely associated to the above, and the CKD4 and the malignancy, as well as the therapy. Following number, and benign prostatic hypertrophy that is asymptomatic at the present time. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is with a cholesterol 168, triglycerides 118, HDL 41, LDL 106. Following number, the gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup.